Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got really big.
Message erased.
We just want to party.
I gotta carry him. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look how I'm geeking up. Hey. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm on Giddy. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
Yeah.
Giddy. Yeah. Giddy. Work it. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband, contraband, contraband.
Contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka. Blah.
Yeah. I looked for a thing so you could hear it, but I don't know where that adapter is.
No. I have to move it.
Ooh, America. I just checked my following, listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Everybody got headphones on that end, or what's going on over here? We got one pair of headphones for everybody.
Nathan.
Hey, buddy.
I'm Nathan.
Yeah?
Naked.
You found a snake skin?
Yeah.
I like it. Well, we are Dave and Giggles plus one little one today. And he's got his headphones on. He's right in front of the mic. He's ready to roll. He's got a snake skin. And he's wearing a shirt that says, "Life is N, and I can't read the rest." Oh, man.
No.
Hey, buddy.
Jeez.
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, you want to talk to Dave?
No.
Well, this is an out of control show already. Hello. Say hello to the whole world. The whole world's listening.
Microphone, right there.
Microphone check.
I bought Pika Poopy.
I think, can you hear me at all or just him? Is it just him who can hear me? Yeah, it's just, yeah, exactly. Exactly. What's happening, buddy? Tell us what is going on in the world of a little child right now.
We have plants.
Yeah, you're outside, right? You're outside. You're hanging outside in the nice weather of Colorado. You got your socks on, no shoes, and you're running around wild, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is a one-way show, but I'm going to try to make it a two-way show. What does your shirt say?
Yeah.
Well, show me your snake skin again. Where's your snake skin? Let's see it. Where did you find the snake skin?
In the dirt.
In the where?
In the dirt.
Oh, in the dirt? The you found it in the... Did you have to dig for it?
Yeah.
What up, Leo? Wearing a Star Wars shirt. Everybody's hanging out. It's Daddy Daycare today. Daddy Daycare for Mom's Day. What's happening, Leo? What's going on?
I thought you good.
Yeah? Get in front of that microphone so we can all hear you. No, we got no headphones for the little one. He is freaking out.
Playing the dirt.
He's smacking his ears like something's wrong. Oh, boy.
Right here.
Oh, boy. We're going to have to get some speakers or something. This is out of control. Well, we are Dave and Giggles.
I can't find my headphone splitter.
No?
That's the one thing I couldn't find before the show.
You haven't been able to find that for a while. You need to get a new set.
Well, I have it somewhere, but my office is a mess.
Oh, man. What do you got, the kids for Mom's Day? Is that what's happening? We got them all outside?
Yeah, she's taking a nap.
Oh, good.
I guess I didn't knock it out of the park on Mother's Day.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I bought her a card, and I bought her chocolates.
Yeah.
And apparently it didn't knock it out of the park.
What did she want? Did she say what she wanted?
Well, she obviously was not impressed. So that's that's what's happening now.
So, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to try to make it up? You're going to try to do something about it? Or you just going to let it lie?
I guess so. Yeah, I need to. You know, I apologize. It just doesn't... No popsicles right now. After the show. If you guys
After
are good
show.
For the show, then you guys can get a popsicle.
Yeah.
I know, these kids.
Do some dancing. Tell them to dance around a little bit. Go find us some snake skins.
Yeah.
Go
find me a roly-poly.
So
find me roly-poly and then ant.
Roly-poly. So you're telling me that they're digging around in the dirt. Woof. You're digging around. They're digging around dirt finding snakeskin. You're digging around in the dirt in the doghouse.
Yeah, I'm in the doghouse.
You're in the doghouse.
So
that's rough.
Well, I think total I probably spent like $11 with the chocolates and the card. Like,
but
the card was $7.
It shouldn't be about it shouldn't
like
be about
four.
Money, right? It shouldn't be about money.
Yeah, it should be about the effort you put into it.
And how much effort did you put into it?
There wasn't a ton of effort.
No.
I mean, there was effort. Like, I got everything on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Today's Sunday. I got it the day before.
Sure.
You know?
At least you didn't get the day of, is what you're telling me.
I didn't get it the day of, and I guess I just didn't get her what she wanted.
But I mean, so. what do moms really want? I mean, let's be honest. If they're young kids,
I think they want a day of pampering.
Okay,
that's what they want. They want it basically like a day of pampering, which I get.
Right.
You know.
Here's the thing: let me roll back. This is why I think Mother's Day comes right before Father's Day, so that when you think back on what she got for you for Father's Day, it was too long ago, and you're like, I can't remember.
Right.
And it probably wasn't anything anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, and also right before, you know, you don't live up to the, You don't live up to, I know, the kids. You're just going to let him run. You know, you just got to let him go.
Yeah, just let him go. He's, yeah. He doesn't have any sort of, like, social grace right
no,
now.
No, no, he's you too know? Young.
Like, we're doing a show here. Popsicles after the show.
After the show, buddy.
Pasta, then popsicles.
Yeah, you can't have your popsicles before your pasta. That just doesn't work like
no.
that.
No, it's just going to ruin it. It's just going to ruin it. Get this sugar rush.
Yeah.
And then they also had like strawberry rhubarb pie at brunch today. And they also had chocolate.
So, oh,
like,
so they've been flying high. Today. Yeah.
They're not getting. Yeah.
So what did you do today? Did you just like take the kids and then let her relax? Or
We went to brunch at the in-laws, you know, so we made the dish the night before.
Okay.
I went over there, had brunch.
That sounds nice.
And then she went to, And then she went to do a yoga class, like a Mother's Day yoga
all right.
class.
Okay. So, which, that sounds you know, nice.
Yeah.
But she's, and then, she's not happy.
No. Just, yeah. She's,
yeah, you got that look like you've been tortured a little bit today.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're doing a show outside.
Move down to the basement. Yeah. I'm doing a show outside. I'm literally in the real doghouse.
Yeah,
you look like I was going to go in the basement, but I was like, "Well, let me go outside so I can keep an eye on the kids."
Well, take them outside so they don't wake her up.
Right. Yeah, because they're just noisy and you know.
All right. So, can we fix this? Can we like? Can I help?
Well,
fix
we have
this?
To. We have to. Yeah. We. She should call in.
She should call
in. We could do a little...
I'll help fix it. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, maybe one thing you could do is like... You're a man who likes a good massage. Why don't you just go buy her a good massage? And be like, here, I fucked up. I got you a massage this week.
Yeah.
You go after work and get a massage. I'll take care of the kids. That helps.
Yeah, that could work. Well, I did buy her a hotel stay, you know?
Wait.
Like basically where she was by herself for the night. I was like, hey, got you. Here's your bags, you know? Stay at this nice hotel.
That sounded like you were kicking her out.
This is a while ago. It is kind of like you're kicking them out. But, like, you get a good night's sleep when you're not around the kids. The kids just, like, wake her up all the time.
I mean, you had recently, you came to New York, and you had a couple days without the kids, and you were like, this is glorious.
It's great. It's fantastic. You feel like a
new man. You
feel like a human again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you send her on her way.
The streets, not having...
So you send her to a hotel for a night so she could sleep in the morning. That's like the whole purpose of that. That's really funny. And she liked that.
Yeah. But I think that was too long ago. That was a few months ago. So
maybe it's time to re-up the hotel. Maybe you buy like a week for her.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking I could maybe take the boys for a week down to Florida. That could work, where she gets like a whole week to herself, you know?
Yeah.
But then I'm with the boys for a week by myself, which is fine.
Well, you got your mom. You got your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom will watch the kids. Did you talk to your mom today on Mother's Day?
I tried calling her, and then she called me earlier, and I was taking a nap. Also, that's the other thing, too, is I got to take a nap today.
Oh, she didn't like that. She didn't like that.
Well, she's napping now. She's currently napping. Oh, careful.
Oh,
that's
scissors. Oh my God. What is he doing with those scissors? Why are you letting your kids run around with scissors?
Peppercorn. We were cutting the tomato plants.
Peppercorn.
Relax.
What is he screaming?
Peppercorn.
Popcorn?
He wants a popsicle.
Oh,
Peppercorn.
He's like a strong-willed child. Sam's just interesting now. Peppercorn. He's just like a screamer.
He is a screamer. He's a talker.
Peppercorn. He's grabbing snake skin.
That's a good snake skin, though.
Yeah,
that's a good.
Sam's not afraid of bugs at all. Like he loves them.
I'm gonna try to do this real quick. Let me see if this works. We got a caller, and I don't know if this is gonna work. Hold on, let me try to call it back.
I'm afraid of bugs.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Long distance or international dialing is not included with your service.
Who are you trying to talk to?
It's let's try this.
Popsicle.
Hello?
Popsicle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I am good. This is Susan. So Susan reached out to the radio station to see if she can come on to give her a pitch about what... She's a comedian, and she's got a pitch about... why don't you fill us in? Because I don't fully understand it, but I'm super interested in it.
Okay. All right. What it is that we're doing is we have a castle in Scotland. It's just over the border from England, actually, so we're not far in Scotland. And we have it up in a competition, a prize competition. So basically for $7, if you can answer the question, you can win a castle.
So you go onto the website, and the website is
it's winyourcastle.com.
Winyourcastle.com. So let me get this straight. So you go online, right, on your website, winyourcastle.com. There's a question, and it's kind of like a mathematical question, right? Like a puzzle.
That's
like a puzzle.
Right. Yep.
And then if you answer the question correctly, Giggles is back. Hold on. Let me introduce him here. All right. So Giggles, you with me?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I had to put my kid inside.
That's okay. So Susan has a website, right? It's called winyourcastle.com. It's a castle in Ireland, right? Scotland?
In Scotland.
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 And if you go on, there's kind of like a puzzle, right? And for $7, you could enter into this raffle, and you answer the puzzle, and it's kind of like a mathematical puzzle. And then if you get it right, you're entered into the category of possibly winning said prize, and then you win the castle.
That's right, providing we get enough entries, of course.
Of course.
We have to get enough entries to be able to do it. If we don't
do we
get
have enough
entries, though, there's a cash prize. So either way, there's a prize.
There's a prize.
So
how's the castle segment going? Are you getting a lot of interest?
We're getting a lot of interest, but unfortunately we don't have credit card facilities, which makes it a little bit more difficult. A lot of people ringing me trying to pay by credit card, sending money to phone numbers, which we can't do. If
right.
you want to enter the competition, you have to go to our site, and then there's an American bank account, which is joined into the Win Your Castle bank account, and you have to make a bank transfer. That's, or you can buy a book or something from Amazon. There's also things you can do on Amazon as well, and that's all on the website, and you can get tickets that way. But we can't actually do credit cards, and that has caused a bit of a problem.
Right. I saw on the site that you can't do PayPal or any of those kind of...
No, you can't. No. PayPal won't let you do it. They're quite happy to take the money, but they won't actually do anything with it except hang on to it for as long as possible.
So they'll take... You're pretty much taking the money that we're trying to give to you, and then they're not going to give it to you.
No, they'll just hold on to it and get the interest on it, and for a long time.
What a bunch
and
of
then,
jerks!
You know.
So how did this start? Like, what? How did you obtain this castle?
Oh, I bought the castle about 15 years ago. I've lived here for 15 years. It's just I renovated it 15 years ago. I've refurbished it a couple of years ago. And I've been selling it for about 3 or 4 years, and I've had 12 buyers in that time. And there's always been something that's, they haven't quite got the money, but they really love it and they want to do it. And in the end, I just thought, I just don't want to keep going down this route. And then I heard about this guy that he ran a competition for his house, and he managed to get enough to be able to give his house away. And I thought, excellent, because what you do with the profits is you give them to a good cause, basically. So I'm thinking, if we raise enough money, then we can, well, either way, we're going to give something to charity anyway, but if we raise the right number, we can give 700,000 away, which is worth doing.
Sure, that sounds great. It's just so
there's 5 days, 40 minutes and 16 seconds left,
right,
to enter this prize. This is the first I've heard of it. I think it's fantastic.
It's a fantastic idea.
The only problem is, I think the upkeep on a castle,
right,
is probably a lot, which is what you're running into. You need people to take care of the castle, because if it's just you living in the castle by yourself, things get sort of cobwebs, and it gets probably a little
spooky. Sure, this is true. Hold on 1 second. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello.
I did not have anybody calling in. You're calling your mama.
So this is Giggles' mom just called, because it's Mother's Day. Say happy Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day. Mom, I'm going to win you a castle.
He's gonna
I think we're going to enter into this competition. We're on the phone with this lovely woman who's putting up her Scottish castle for a prize.
Oh, okay. So, I've never been to Scotland.
Perfect. It's a good reason to do it. Let's talk to her.
Or maybe that's what I'll do to make amends with the wife, is I'll win the castle and basically just give her a castle.
There you go.
In Scotland.
Be like, listen, I know I screwed up Mother's Day, but I got you this castle, and everything is great.
You didn't tell me you didn't screw up Mother's Day, Michael.
Well, I didn't screw it up. I just kind of, I didn't knock it out of the park. The expectations were not met.
He screwed it up.
I got chocolates and a card, a fancy card, a nice card, and that apparently wasn't enough.
Susan, what are you a mother?
Not when you're not.
Yes, I am. I have an 8-year-old child, but it's not Mother's Day here. So.
Oh, that's true. That's true. When is Mother's Day in Scotland?
In England. Well, in the UK, you know. I mean, we had Mother's Day. When was Mother's Day? I don't know. April, I think. I don't know.
Okay, so not too long ago. What is the appropriate thing to get a mother?
I think flowers. I mean, I think roses are nice.
You screwed it up. You get chocolate. We should have gotten roses.
Let's ask my mom. Mom, what was the? All right. So what were there any Mother's Day expectations that were not met in your tenure?
I think once I got pillows from your father. I'm not really sure.
That sounds like he screwed it up. What's the best gift? What is the best gift you've ever gotten on Mother's Day?
Chocolate roses.
Chocolate roses sounds really good. All right. Why don't we try this? Because there's a lot of people on the line, and I'm not quite sure what's happening.
I can get off the line and call
back.
Yeah,
call back in like 20 minutes, and we're going to talk about this. We're going to try to win you a castle. That's basically what we're doing
right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, talk to you in a couple
Happy
minutes.
Mother's Day, Mom.
We'll call her back. We'll have her call back. All right, Susan. So
yes,
this is just so you're a comedian. Is that what?
Well, I'm a writer, but I'm a fledgling comedian. So I started doing stand-up comedy a couple of years ago, but then I had to move back up here because I was down south for a while. But now I'm back up here. It's very difficult to do it around this area because we're kind of in the country. You know, it's we're not far up in Scotland. We're on the border, as it were, but there's not a lot of comedy clubs around here.
I'd imagine.
I can just do it in the castle, of course, but you know it's not quite the same without the audience. So.
You could probably like open a bar in the castle and then just have people come in.
Well, what you about could turn a wedding? It into a hotel, certainly.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask about a wedding venue. Is it a?
It's a beautiful location. You see, there's pictures on the website of the castle and the grounds. There's like, 5 acres, I think, on the...
There's 5 acres of grounds. There's, you can cut across the field to the beach. There's a kind of secret beach there that nobody goes to. You can ride on the beach. You can... I mean, the area cannot be beaten. And also, we have the weather. You know, we have beautiful weather here.
Sure.
We're on the Scottish Riviera. We have a palm tree. So it's really...
Just one palm tree, Susan? Just one?
Hey, We're in Scotland.
You just got one.
One's pretty good.
That sounds like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
The Scottish Riviera.
The Scottish Riviera. We got the peat, we got the Scottish moss, Riviera. And we got the one palm tree. That is beautiful. So is your whole thing you just want to get be done with the castle? Is that pretty much?
Well, the thing is my mother is getting on.
Makes sense.
And she's in Coventry, which is about 400 miles away. So I really need to be within an hour of her. Not, you know, I'm kind of like 5 hours from her at the moment. So I need to be within an hour. So I've been trying to get to her for about 3 years.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense. So you're like, all right, I need to be close to my mom. I got this castle. Mm. What's the best thing I could do with it? Give it away in some kind of grand fashion. And it's really, so it's win my castle,
winyourcastle.com.
Everything's there. You just have to answer a question, basically, right?
That's right.
All right. So we got to something about this payment thing because people are going to get scared away from it. We got to do something about the payment thing. Can we like have some kind of like mob help us out a little bit, maybe?
A mob?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, something that could, like, because I feel like that's going to be the biggest detriment of the whole thing, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, as I say, there is an American count there. It does give, you can put your sort code, you can make a payment, or you can use mobile banking, or you can do stuff like that. Or you can send a free entry. I mean, you don't have to buy an entry. You can send a free entry, but you have to send it to us at the castle. And we get quite a lot of free entries, which is great, too. So, I mean, okay, it doesn't help with raising the money for the charities and stuff, but
that's true.
It still gets you a chance to win a castle. So
yeah, it's
just, it's so another way to go if you can't work the payment out. And also watch out for the question because we get a surprisingly number of wrong answers.
Really? Really?
Yes.
It's a pretty easy question. I feel like anyone with like a maybe like eighth grade, you know, could answer the question. That's really funny. So how has it been so far? Like, are you getting close to like the amount you want, or is it like still a ways off? You got like 5 days left on it.
Well, it's still a ways off, but you know, we have quite a lot of publicity going on. I mean, it would only take one viral video to get us what we need, probably, you know, it's just a question of getting out there and trying to reach people that, that can sort out the puzzle, which does seem to put a lot of people off.
It does.
A lot of people seem scared by these mass puzzles, actually, and
some
of them are quite tricky.
Oh, I see it. Here's
really
a picture puzzle to solve for you.
Yeah, it's a picture puzzle. You see the picture puzzle? It's a pretty easy. Let's see if Giggles can get it. It's pretty easy.
Right.
I mean, don't say the answer out loud. But
right.
It's
and
like
that's 11.
Oh man.
Oh well, I can't. Well, I'm looking at it. Hold on.
We do say it's a lucky dwarf, you know? I mean, there's...
It is a lucky dwarf. It is a lucky dwarf.
It is a lucky dwarf.
Yeah.
And then $7.
So it's $7
to enter the competition.
Exactly.
That's not...
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I mean, I'll offer you this, Susan. If nobody ends up being able to get the castle, you don't do enough, me and Giggles will be happy to go there, hang out, take care of the grounds... Like, take care of the things and see if we can, like, help out. Maybe we'll do a bunch of radio shows out of there, and you can come anytime you want. I'm just putting that on the table.
Well, that would be lovely. And maybe I'll take you up on that, and you'll be stuck here.
I know. I think that's the problem, right? You just don't want to get stuck there.
Well, it's 6,000 pounds a month to rent it out, which is about, what, that's $8,000?
Probably a little 9, bit 000. More now, I think. But, yeah, America. About that. Yeah.
Hmm.
And then,
it would be
I mean,
fun
it's
live
pretty
in a castle
big. It's got
month.
45 rooms. They're all big rooms. You know, I mean, it's a lovely place, but it's a way of life. You know, somebody has to want to be in the country. They have to want to be this lifestyle.
Right.
Or they could sell it, or they could take a cash prize. So there you go.
There you go. Hmm. Well,
I'm in.
We're in. We're going to enter this thing and we're going to try to push it and see if we can help you get to your minimum entries. I don't know how much pull we can give, but we could try. You know, I don't know if it'll make it, but really interesting, Susan. This is why I wanted to have you on, because it's fascinating.
No, well, that's great. I mean, I used to have pet sheep here, and they were lovely. They used to come and cut the grass for me. They do all sorts of things.
Let me ask you this question: how old is the mansion? How old is the castle?
How old is it? It was turned into a castle around about 1870.
It's pretty old.
Around about 1870.
Let me ask you this question. Do you feel like it any way it could be haunted?
Well, there is, I guess it is, but I mean, I don't want to put anybody off.
No, I think it could make a sale. It could
it
could
actually
help.
Get more.
Well, we're talking about friendly ghosts. We're not talking about horrible, you know, kind
That's
of
good.
Bad feeling. I mean, I lived on my own for a year here. So if I could live on my own for a year.
What are some things that you kind of felt or like seen? Just give us like some cool thing that you've happened upon in the castle.
Well, I'll tell you something that happened with me and my son when I was leaving the castle to go down south. And he was only three at the time, and I was buttoning his coat up. And he said, "Oh, Tommy's really sad that I'm going." And I said, "Oh, who's Tommy? Is that someone at school or something?" And he said, no, he's here in the castle." And I said, no, there's no one like that. There's no one else here but us, you know. And he said, "He's standing behind you."
Ooh, oh, that is creepy.
That was probably the
Tommy doesn't like you guys
thing,
here. Tommy doesn't want you to go to.
Yeah.
But I mean, as I say, they're very friendly.
That is amazing. So you're in Scotland, or like on the border of South Scotland. I know a couple of ghost hunters that maybe can come by and see who Tommy is.
Oh, great!
I could, and then maybe that could help pitch the whole idea. I don't know if they could do it in 5 days. But I could maybe make that pitch for you.
That would be great. It would always be nice to see them.
Yeah. But
we would love to have people here. We have a lot of people here. We have a lot of people visiting. It's quite a famous place. We had an envelope arrived yesterday with just Alston Castle on it and nothing else.
You just said on what? You just said what?
It just said Alston Castle, which is the name of the castle. Uh-huh. There was no country on it or anything. It had come from, it said Alston Castle, and then I think it said Kakubrishire. That's right. But we're not in Kakubrishire. No, but it still found us here, you know. So
right. But you guys and Tommy. You gotta watch out for Tommy. Giggles, you had a question? I heard a question.
Well, I was just sort of inviting us to her castle. If we were ever over there, would we be able to stay there with you, or at least take a little tour? Could we? Because I think this is interesting.
Yeah.
I'd love to, you know, to see it.
Me too.
Yeah, you can't really see anything from the photos and the videos. It doesn't matter what we do. It's always surprising to people when they see. It's a bit like a TARDIS. It looks small on the outside, and then you go in, and it's like a Warren.
Yeah, 45 rooms. That's huge.
Lost.
How hard is that to heat? It's got to be cold, right? It's got to be
Oh, it's not cold, no.
Doesn't
I have central heating.
The stone, right? I guess it's like insulated.
Insulated, yeah. I'd imagine. So what about power? It's got to be costly to bring electricity into the place.
The bills aren't any more than if I was living in a house. I mean, I'm only using a small portion of it.
Sure.
You know, most of it's not used, and we're only just using one wing, if you like.
Yeah.
Because that's all I need. So that's probably the same as it would be if I was living in a large house
right,
anyway.
Right. Did you ever see the 1989 Batman with Michael Keaton?
Yes.
Do you remember the scene where he was having dinner with what's her name, and he goes, and she's like, this is a nice room, and he's like, I don't think I've ever been in this room before.
Yes.
That's kind of what I would feel like if I was at your castle.
Yeah, well, it's not quite that big.
It's pretty big though. 45 rooms is pretty large.
Yeah. Susan, can I ask a question here? This is just pretending I have the money to buy this. What would the sort of value of this castle go for right now? Like, what's the sort of, we have this term Zestimate, the Zillow estimate, because we have the site over here. But it's like, what's the, as a sort of real estate transaction, if I were to just give you cash right now.
If you were to give me cash. It was last valued at 2.2, which was the home buyer's valuation, which you have to get in Scotland. But that was a few years back. And on this competition, I'm only looking to take 1.5. And I'll probably take less. If we get less tickets, then I'd take less than that to make sure the charities still get at least 200,000 or 300,000.
Sure. Or pounds, we're talking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not dollars.
Yeah, I cannot afford that. That's that's a little
no. But $7 you can. You can enter into it and try to win it. So $7 is attainable for anybody. That's like two or three days of coffee in the morning to have your own castle. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I do want it.
And there are a lot of people who want to rent it out as well. There's always people trying to rent it. You know, I could have rented it out many times, but I just kept thinking, well, I don't want to rent it out because I really need to get down south. But actually, my best bet would have been rent it out and just go rent somewhere down south. So.
Right. I mean, have you tried to do like Airbnbs and stuff like that? It's probably a lot of work, but I'm sure anybody would love to spend a weekend in a castle in southern Scotland.
Yes, I mean, we get people trying to stay here all the time, and we're not even a B&B. We actually get people ringing us up and asking us about weddings and things, you know, even though we're just residential. And it has been a hotel in the past, so we still get people trying to stay here. But I didn't really buy it to do to do anything like that. But it would certainly do that in the future. I mean, it would pay its own way. In Scotland, it's very cheap with rates and stuff. So, you know, taxes and things.
Right. And in southern Scotland, where not many people are, just kind of like sprawling gardens.
Southern Scotland, there's quite a lot of people because we're actually only 40 miles from England. So, I mean, we're quite a, you know, we're only 20 miles from Dumfries, which is the capital of the southern Scotland thing, you know.
So you're only 40 miles? It's only 40 miles from London?
No, 40 miles from England.
Oh, 40 miles from England.
We're about 400 miles from London.
Okay. So it's a bit, but it's not terrible. It's not terribly far.
No. I mean, we're just south of Edinburgh and Glasgow. So Edinburgh is 190 miles. Sorry, Edinburgh is 90 miles north of us.
That's not far at all. That's a nice little little weekend right there.
Yeah, and Susan, exactly. how many hectares are you on?
And then, of course, you've got the wild. I mean, we have peacocks roaming the grounds, and you've got deer. And
you have that one palm tree, which really ties the room together.
The palm tree is rather shy. I mean, he's actually in the middle of the forest. You wouldn't even know he was there if it were not for the fact that I always point him out to everybody.
Sure.
But he's a very shy little creature, actually.
That's great.
It was probably definitely imported. I don't think that... It's not a native Scottish palm, right?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Was it an imported palm tree, or was it? It must have been, right?
No, I don't think. I think it grew here. I mean, it's very old. I mean, it was here long before I came. I think it's probably been there 50 or 100 years.
Wow, so probably as old as the castle, maybe a little bit younger.
Maybe. I mean, there were a lot of rare trees and rare plants here when I moved in, but then my sheep ate them, so...
Man, I kind of want to look into into the history of this castle and find out, A, who Tommy was, and then the rest of the history. Go ahead,
Well, there was the guy that built it was a smuggler. I mean, I think what he did was he stole the castle from down the road, he rebuilt it here, so that he could easily get out and smuggle, basically.
Wait a minute.
Straight across the water.
He stole a castle?
Well, yeah, there's Alderton Tower down the road, and if you go and visit that, you'll see that, you know, there's just a tower left, but all the actual stone of the building is missing. And I think what he did was he just took that building and he put it here, basically.
Wow. Was there anybody living there at the time when he was stealing, like, stone by stone?
Oh, probably.
Wow, that's pretty hard. So what was he smuggling?
I don't know. I think it was liquor in those days. So I think it was just drinks and stuff.
That makes sense.
Because obviously we're only 16 miles across to England, so you can take a boat and be across in England in you know, like, however long it takes to go 16 miles in a boat.
Not that much at all.
God, I want to buy it. I'm reading the history right now.
It's pretty
great.
Yeah.
I would turn it into a wedding venue. That would be my business pitch. It's still a luxury wedding venue. Too.
It's beautiful. The grounds are beautiful. It's perfect. You bring people in to Southern Scotland and everybody's got their own room. You got the grounds for everything to do all the wedding stuff. And you have a nice little week for yourself to do the whole wedding stuff. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
We're going to win this.
And we're only 40 miles from Gretna Green. I don't know if you've heard of Gretna Green. It's the most famous wedding venue in the world. Well, not in the world, obviously. You've not heard of it. But the most famous one in the UK. It's where everybody used to get married.
That sounds really nice.
We do have to ask you a question here, Susan, if you can hear me. The royal wedding next weekend. Are you going to watch?
Oh, we also have I don't know if you noticed, we have a video on the site. And we actually have a castle wrap on the video.
I saw the castle wrap. Are you getting together another castle wrap? Is that what you were telling me?
Well, we were actually looking to do something with Never Enough from The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
And we were turning that into a wrap.
Very nice. Very nice.
She should have us do our videos. Her videos. Yeah. We could come out there, do the videos.
That's
the pitch. She can't hear me right now, but you tell her, Dave.
I don't know why she can't hear you. She should be able to hear you. Can you hear? Can you hear both of us?
I can hear... He's very, very low. I can hardly hear him.
Okay. Very weird. One thing we did want to ask, Giggles did ask, is are the royal wedding is coming up. I'm sure everyone is abuzz over there. Tell us, like, how the feeling is on the street about the royal wedding. Or do you care? Do you care about the royal wedding?
I think they care more down south.
Hmm.
I don't think it hasn't really taken us very much by storm here.
Yeah. You guys don't get along too well, right?
Well, it's not that. I mean, there's a lot of royalty in the area anyway. There's a lot of people that actually live in this area that are royalty. So... I guess it's kind of just thought of as being like any other wedding, as it were, around here. So,
how old were you?
Get the buzz, it would.
How old were you when you got the castle? Were you all adult or child?
when I got it, yeah. How old was I? I was about 42, I think.
Okay, so you were an adult, so you didn't grow up there or anything like that.
Oh, no, I was in a fire in the one before it. Yeah, I was in a fire, and then I wanted to buy somewhere where I couldn't possibly get baked in a fire, and then I saw this one, and I thought, well, you can get out almost anywhere here, so that was it for me.
So you saw that someone stole the stones from another castle, and you were like, yeah. That's the one I want. So you got this one, and now you're going to give it away in winyourcastle.com. $7 yes. And an answer of a question gets you a castle, pretty much. I'm going to say it. Do it, you get a castle. Basically, you get a castle.
Everybody wins.
Everybody and wins.
And it's mortgage free, of course. There's no costs on it. So
that's crazy.
You know, everything is paid.
That's wild. Well, Susan, I wish you good luck. I will keep in contact with you. And I'm going to talk to Giggles and see if we can come out for like a week. And we'll help you sell it. We'll help you make videos. We'll get a tour of the grounds. We'll get a tour of the palm tree. I would love to come out and see it from my own eyes.
We'll do a show.
Yeah. Awesome. So winyourcastle.com. Susan has been on and very lovely. Thank you for coming on, Susan. It's been awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Keep us up to date. I know there's only 5 days left. So if you want to chime in next week and let us know how it went and if it went and if you got rid of it and if it all is great, just give us a shout and let us know how it all shook out.
I will do that.
Awesome. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks a lot.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
It's weird, right?
She couldn't hear me.
No, I don't know why.
What I was saying.
I don't know why she couldn't hear you. Very, very strange. I have it on my phone.
I had some good questions for her.
You did. Well, I reiterated pretty much all your good questions.
Thank you.
That's really weird, though, right?
You also said, if you play back the tape, you also said, thank you for coming on us.
Thank you for coming on us. Well, that makes sense. That adds up. I kind of want to go back and listen to that now. Thank you for coming on us. You're laughing your ass off. I got to hear that. I wish we could roll back the tape now while we're rolling and hear that.
No.
That's good.
It'll give you something to listen to.
Yeah, I will. I will. That was weird, though, right? Like, she's giving away her own castle, and I feel like
I think she's in over her head.
Yeah,
she totally probably bought this thing, you know, and then, like, renovated it, put some money into it.
Mm-hmm. Buyer's remorse.
How'd you get your money?
I know.
How can you afford a castle?
Yeah, what did she do?
Because I want to afford a castle. I would love it. I think it'd be sweet. But then I think the thing is, once you're there, you're there. You're not leaving out to the grocery store.
Right. No.
Everything in the castle needs, you need to have a staff.
Everything. You need to have everything.
Servants, basically. Right. Everything. Yeah.
You need to have cleaners and cooks.
This shit's expensive.
It is. It really is. And she's just like, buyer's remorse. She's like, why did I buy this thing? And she's a writer. So maybe she wrote a couple books that really took off. She wrote all of her stories there. She was able to seclude herself like writers do. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like, oh, I don't want to be stuck in the middle of nowhere with this giant castle to worry about. But maybe that's our future.
We could do a styled wedding shoot there, and that would, blow it off the map.
Think about if that was your deal. You had a castle, and then you also, what is that? Was that dogs?
No, that's planes by the airport.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got your castle. You fly everyone in. You got this beautiful castle. You're taking pictures. You're worried about being in the doghouse, aren't you?
Well, I should check. I'm just thinking about when I go back in there. This is nice out here. It smells nice. The lilacs are in bloom.
Everything's in bloom.
In there.
Everything's in bloom, but your wedding, your Mother's Day presents. This has got to be Mrs. Giggles. Hello?
Hello. You guys win the castle?
We tried to win the castle. I don't know how that went, but maybe we'll get the castle one day.
Well, there you go.
So what's
all right? So, Mom, I got to ask you this. Hold on, Mom. Can you hear me or no?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
All right. So my mom can hear me, but Susan couldn't.
Well, she was on my phone. She wasn't on the regular phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Ask me
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
What did you do for Mother's Day? How did you spend Mother's Day?
Well, I went to church this morning, and then I was going to go over to Newport and go through the mansions and stuff, but that was a two-hour ride both, each way.
Wait, where are you?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, what? I didn't know you. Do you know that she was in Connecticut?
Yes, of course I do.
What are you doing in Connecticut? Oh, you're for work. Okay.
I'm working. I'm at in Farmington, actually.
Oh, that's nice. I know that area.
Yeah, it's nice. It was 51 degrees today, so it wasn't.
It's a little chilly. It's a little chilly.
Just a little.
It's not Florida weather.
It's too chilly to look at mansions.
It's too chilly to look at mansions.
Chilly for the mansions. Right.
So what I did instead, down by about 30 miles from here, like New Haven, we did that last couple weeks ago. But
it's nice.
Up in, there's a called Saybrook.
Saybrook, where
Catherine Hepburn's home is.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's right by the water. It's beautiful over there.
Beautiful. So I just kind of rode around there. It was fun.
It's beautiful. I mean, that kind of the sound there is just beautiful. It's gorgeous up in that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't get to go to Rhode Island. I mean, that's just absolutely gorgeous. But Connecticut is a good.
I've been to Rhode Island. Mike and Bradley and I were there on a road trip, but the boys didn't particularly want to go to the mansions, and I don't know that we even had time to do that. So
no.
I didn't do that, but did other things there. So
we went to Block Island, right? No, we.
Huh? It's on Block Island. Yeah.
So let me ask you this question: What was your best memory of Mother's Day when all your kids were little?
Oh, well, like I said. Michael's father wasn't a big romantic.
He got you pillows, though. He got you pillows.
We used to go on, because we lived in Gainesville, and we would go down the rivers and stuff. Beach, Tuscany, and those rivers that were there. Yeah, we would go.
With alligators?
They didn't have, not where we went.
Okay, no gators.
Yeah, no gators, yeah. But we would go on a picnic type of thing is what we would do.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah,
My dad would have a few beers, my mom would watch the kids, and that was Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And then your dad would kind of just be like, you guys go do your thing, I'm going to drink these beers.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that all adds up.
I mean,
but what else are you supposed to do but hang, love the company of your children on Mother's Day, right?
Sure.
It's not really the man's responsibility to make Mother's Day good. It's the children's responsibility to make Mother's Day good.
Right, but when the children are little, then it's kind of the husband's responsibility.
which is where Mike is right now, and he and he got...
Where are you guys going?
Here, tell him to come say hi to their grandmother.
Hey, you want to say happy Mother's Day to Grandma? Yeah. Okay. Grandma? I like that we're getting off the doghouse.
Yeah, no, we're trying to get off the doghouse.
Yeah.
Sit, Leo, say hi to Grandma.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Leo. How are you? Are you having a good day?
Happy Mother's Day. I made you a card.
That's pretty
cool. You did? Oh, I can't wait to see it.
You gonna bring it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I
think Sam is saying that he found a snake skin he wants to show you.
Oh, good. I can't wait, Sam.
Yeah, he's got it in his hands.
you and Jerry are out hunting around, right?
Yep. No, I want to say bye. Bye, Grandma. No.
Bye, Leo. I love you.
Here,
you put the headphones on, here. Sam.
Hi.
Microphone's
here. I made you a toddler.
You did. Daddy put me on. Good.
Say happy Mother's Day, Sam.
Happy Mother's Day.
There it is.
Thank you. I love you.
It's a coming.
Are you there?
He's there. He's there. He's just kind of looking off into the distance. Say, I love you too, Grandma.
I love you too.
There it is.
I love you three.
Three and four.
Three and four.
I love you too.
There it is.
All right.
There we go.
There it is. Hold on. Oh, jeez. Hold on.
I love you too, Grandma.
I love you too.
This got into a nice touching family moment. This is nice.
Yes.
It's very nice.
Kids are cute.
Kids are cute.
Yes.
Kids are what it's, you know, I do have to say this, Mom, and I promise I won't play this at your funeral. Ooh. But, you know, what? You took care of,
it's weird.
Took
that
care
got
of
weird.
Us kids. Well, I just think, remember we talked to my dad on Mother's or on Father's Day, and we played that clip from the...
That was, yeah. That's really morbid. Yeah. You took it to a really morbid, weird place. Didn't have
that
to go
wasn't
there.
Morbid.
Didn't have to go there.
What?
No. Sometimes it does. But you know what, Mom? I tell you what, for Mother's Day, you raised three kids and worked really hard to make do for us and put us in good schools and made sure we were clothed and fed and, you know. So I appreciate that. Day goes by that I think about the motherly things that you did throughout the year. It's not just on Mother's Day. It's throughout the year.
Throughout the year. Well, thank you. I'm glad you appreciate it.
Where will we be without mothers? You know, like that's the foundation of the whole thing, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
And to all those kids who don't have mothers, know that they love you and you love them. And it's a whole thing. It's just love all around.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
Mm-hmm. It is. And you know, if you're in the doghouse, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Everything will be okay.
Tomorrow's another day.
Tomorrow's another day.
I maybe would send some flowers to work if I were you, Michael.
Yeah. No, she's right. She's totally right.
Yeah, because she's probably, it's probably like the work friends of the, because every, woman
the work
tomorrow
friends.
Or every mom is going to be like, so what'd you get for Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And if she doesn't have anything to be proud of.
Look at these crappy chocolates.
Look at these crappy chocolates and this glittery card. You should, well, see, I think my mistake was, is I grabbed the chocolates while she saw me do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like, well, you know what you should do?
It was like right at the checkout aisle that I added the chocolates to the cart.
Right.
I think her seeing all that, like
she didn't do any
behind the scenes stuff.
She was with you when you bought the stuff too?
Well yeah, because I bought it yesterday. We all went out to Target.
You should have called your mother, Michael. I would have told you.
I know, you should have called your mother. You should have called your mother.
So send flowers to her work. That will be lovely.
What about an edible bouquet? Like something that the whole team at work can share.
Well, that would be fun.
That would be nice. This is
because the thing is, I got to impress
everybody
around her so they can be like, "Oh, your husband's so nice."
Right.
But then that looks obvious if I give everything tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just be like,
it's
I planned this.
Screwed up.
I planned this week. Tell her I planned this weeks ago, but I wanted you to get something at work, not just at home.
They don't make deliveries on Sundays.
Right. Exactly. So, well, that would be a lie.
You don't want to lie, Michael.
Don't lie.
You want to be honest.
It's true. Just be like, listen, I'm making it up.
And send something nice.
And send something nice.
There's nowhere to go but up. Like if you hit rock bottom, you're kind of, you know.
You are rock bottom right now, so you need to work your way up.
Work your way up.
I think my middle name is Underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed.
Makes sense.
An underwhelming gift.
So how long are you going to be in Connecticut for? How long are you still there?
I finished this job, I think next Friday. Can't be soon enough. Yeah.
You want to get back down to Florida?
She wants to get back to Florida.
Well, it's supposed to be like 80 degrees in Connecticut this weekend, week.
It's supposed to warm up.
Yeah, you'll have enough lovely time. Yeah, Connecticut is a lovely place.
Yeah, it is nice, and I wish the weather had been better so we could have, gotten out more.
It's spring.
But, and then I was sick for 3 weeks with the bronchitis and stuff, and so off and on, so I didn't feel really great to do a lot of stuff, too. So yeah, it's beautiful. It was beautiful today driving through there, and everything's turning green, so it's nice. Yeah.
That is nice. So everything's looking up. You're feeling better. It's Mother's Day.
I'm feeling better.
You're not in the doghouse.
I'm not in the doghouse. Well, if it makes you feel any better, Michael, tell her I'm your mother and I didn't get a present either, so there you go.
Oh, no. Ooh, God. Man.
Hey, Dave, one of the best presents I got, the cute, funniest thing was Michael was, I guess you were in New York. I'm not sure where you were. You were away, not home for Mother's Day. So Paula found a picture frame. A silver picture frame. We still have it in the family room, and it's on the top of the frame it has a star, and on the bottom of the frame it has my boy. So she put Michael's picture in it and gave it to me from him for Mother's Day. So that was cute.
That is very cute. That is very cute.
They tease Michael about being, you know, the favorite.
Well, I mean, he's the
baby. I'm not the best gift giver.
Not the best gift giver.
No, you're not.
We'll make tomorrow a day to turn that around.
Yeah, it's true.
It's never too late.
It's never too late.
To give a nice, to buy a nice gift or buy something. It's never too late. I think I...
Send her to a hotel. I could buy a hotel right now and be like, go stay at a hotel. Would that be nice?
That would be very nice.
No,
probably. No, don't send her to a hotel. Send some, like, nice edibles for in the morning. Send some, like, fruit edible thing. And that way everyone at work can be partake in it. Everyone can get a little piece, and everyone could be like, you know that Mike? He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
I wonder how many guys that are in the doghouse are buying stuff tomorrow.
Yeah,
a lot. Yeah, a lot. They probably jack up the prices because they know you got to get stuff.
Oh yeah,
and they're like,
it's like on
you screwed up.
You screwed up, kid. Oh man, you're a creative guy. Why didn't you make like a video of the kids doing something for Mother's Day? You just were like, hey, I'm at Kmart. Let me make this thing happen.
Yeah.
You good? I have some. Hey, if you want to, maybe next. If you want to take her next weekend to the Westin, I can give you some points.
There you go.
Jeez, Mom, not on the air. Not on the air.
Okay.
Let's talk about this off the air.
Come on. Okay, well, call me off the air and I'll talk to you.
All right, sweet.
There it is.
She's always, you know, that's the thing that my mom can share with me now is those hotel points.
That's nice.
Which are nice.
But I mean, listen to how good your mother is being to you. She's trying to help you out in situations. She's offering you so many great things. She's still there for you. She's still there for you. Even though she's in Connecticut, not even in her hometown, not even close to you, she's there for you. Remember that.
Yeah, I'm not close to anybody from
no.
where I am.
You're not far from me. If you want to come down to the city, I'll take you out to dinner.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
Well, you know, I'm coming through. I'm going to see Aunt Julie, my sister-in-law.
In Staten Island.
Yeah. Well, I had thought about going over today, this weekend, because I'm off today and tomorrow. And then when we were talking, she said the traffic's so bad.
It's always bad.
Mother's Day weekend.
It's always bad.
And when I was listening to the radio, what a mess. It was The bridges were like an hour.
Oh, yeah, they're always bad. You can't even try. Don't try to go anywhere.
No, I didn't.
All right. We only got a couple seconds left, and I don't want to cut you off in mid-thought.
Well, good talking to you.
Good talking to you. Have a good Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Go get some ice cream.
Thanks, Michael.
And enjoy the night.
Call me later if you'd like, okay?
Yeah. Call her later.
Yep.
All right, we're out.
I wanted to...
David